Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie, Abby Chatfield, is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Podcast time. What's up, everybody?
Hey, guys.
What's happening?
What's up? Just did a pretty good show. What about you?
Hey, same here.
Really fun. My log is gone. So I've, what are we talking about?
Oh, I've got mine. More Logie's goss. And I actually think this isn't just like, it's kind of drama, but I just don't think it's drama you would think would happen.
It's creme de la creme.
It is creme de la creme.
It's please stay listening for that.
Please stay listening. We had a fun, what would you do if?
And what would you do if?
Now we go to the hotline. Enjoy.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Hello.
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 Hi, Abby speaking.
Hello.
God, I can't believe it. It was happening.
Welcome to Abby's Hotline. It's Abby.
Excuse me, Abby.
Yeah.
Just wanted to talk to you about the general cleanliness in the kitchen.
I actually am so sick of it. Every time we have a chat about the office, it's just negative, negative, negative.
Well, who else am I supposed to talk to? Who else am I supposed to talk to? If you say you're in charge, first you say you're best dressed everywhere.
I am best dressed.
Then you don't like when I have to tell you about things in the office that might need improving.
No, I don't like it. It's annoying.
Well, too bad. This is the game you're playing.
Okay, well, how about you become boss for
a day? I thought you were in charge. You know what? I wouldn't mind being boss for the day.
Okay, anyway, what's the issue?
Well, I just think that maybe Jenny should clean out the
phone's
microwave.
Ringing, I don't care. Phone's ringing. Abby's Hotline, how can I help you? Abby's Hotline, how can I help you?
Hi, Abby, it's Jess.
Hi, Jess. How are you going, Daz?
Good, thanks. I had a bit of an issue.
What's wrong? What's happened?
Basically, I've moved back in with my parents just to save a bit more money. Mm-hmm. And my mum is constantly on my back. Oh. How do I become more patient?
Oh, I understand this completely. My mum is the best person in the world, but we are best friends when we live apart. I even when I go back for 5 days, I'm like, you are grinding my gears, mother. I love you so much. Because it's so similar, right? Because you are your parents. So you become, you butt heads in that way.
Yeah.
I think what you need to do is, how long are you there for? You're there for a certain amount of time.
I'm there for another 3 weeks, and then it was just to save a bit more money so I can find a new place and it's the right place. But
absolutely.
It's 3 weeks. I just don't know what to do. I just get the shit.
Oh, absolutely. I think when you're getting the shits, go and do a breathing exercise. Have a breather. But also, you know what, and this is quite morbid, but you know what? That's 21 more times you're seeing your parents the next 3 weeks. So maybe you should try and be grateful for the time you're with your parents. Because I get annoyed with mum sometimes and I think, oh, they're not around forever. Maybe this mindset change, have a breather and maybe have a wine or something. All right. Love ya. Abby's Hotline, how can I help you?
Hi, Abby. It's Lily here.
Hi, Lily. What's up, babe?
So I've got a bit of a dilemma. I'm in a new relationship. We're about a month in. We're officially boyfriend and girlfriend.
Well, fresh.
And, yeah, it's really exciting. But he's asked me if I like thongs or briefs.
Ew.
And I feel like because obviously he wants to buy lingerie, which no guy's ever bought me lingerie before, and I'm kind of excited by it, but I'm also kind of overwhelmed by it.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if you think thongs or briefs, because I'm like a cheeky, like, brief girl normally, but if you're going for sexy lingerie, you have to go full sexy G-banger.
I don't know if you do. I've been told that you don't have to do full sexy G-banger. Do you hate G-bangers? Like, what would you rather?
Well, I don't know. I feel like, does it stay on that long anyway?
Well, you know what you should do? You know what you should do? Not to get too naughty before 8:40. You should get crotchless briefs.
Oh.
Yeah, that they exist.
Have you worn them before?
Yes, that's all I have in lingerie because I think I'm not taking it off because you know how long it takes to put lingerie on? It's like a 25-minute thing. You've got to get the stockings and you've got to attach the garter and you've got that little plastic bit and you're like, oh my God, how do I do this? And you're panicking and you're sweating in the bathroom and you're like, how do I do this? Oh my God, it's going to come off anyway. Well, get crotchless briefs because then you put them on underneath and then they can stay on the whole time. And also get like nipple, like don't have your nipples covered. Just have nipples out, ready to go. Everything out, you know? That's what I believe in. That's my message.
You're a lifesaver. I love
it. Yeah. Crotchless briefs. All right. Love ya. Oh, that was a naughty one.
Well, we're not... Are you doing naughty ones now? I thought we could only do naughty after 8:40.
Yeah, but I own the place.
Oh, so next week I get to own the place because you want me to run it for a day? Maybe I'll do
naughty
it.
Ones whenever you want, mate.
Okay, great.
Another day in the Abbey's hotline office is done and dusted. Be sure to call back Thursday. Hot Nights Podcast.
There has been some pretty disappointing and gross stuff coming from two Collingwood stars. I think that's AFL.
Yep, yep.
Why are AFL players always the ones being naughty?
It's not just the AFL. I mean, they are naughty boys, but so like a lot
sportsmen,
of NRL problems.
Sportsmen.
A lot of NRL problems.
Yeah, it's not good. I think boys club vibes.
Boys club vibes.
Boys club vibes in those locker rooms.
It's probably
it's
more
not
ignorant
good.
A lot of ignorant vibes. They're in their own little world.
Yeah.
The problem is boys club probably.
Boys but club.
A lot of it is
club.
They're in their own little world.
It's a bad echo chamber.
It's a bad world.
I live in a nice echo chamber. They live in a bad world. One. A beautiful one. But basically there's been this trend around TikTok. And it's like saying things like, you know, there are four, but they, I don't know, they tell you that what you're wearing is wrong all the time. Like it's like how they look, but there's like a personality.
There are three, but they drive a Lamborghini or something.
There's a but, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like then your friend says what they think they actually are.
Yeah, right.
Now, I've seen most of this done in terms of like icks. So it's kind of like, oh, like he's a 10, but he wears matching pajamas to bed every night, right? So like where it's like funny and it's like, oh, haha, right? And then it's like, okay, well, then he's an 8, right? Because of the matching pajamas, but you still cop it because.
Oh, I think I saw one that was like, he's a 10, but stands outside the shower and wait for it to get warm.
Yeah, so that's funny.
That is funny.
So things like that, and I've seen some really funny ones.
Yeah.
But in true sportsman ways, these Collingwood players haven't quite gotten that, and they've just been extremely sexist and misogynistic and have objectified women pretty heavily. So we've got a clip here, actually. Of them, Sam, of their little version of this game.
Okay.
And she's a 2, but she smells really nice.
That's fine.
3.
Ooh. That's okay.
She's a 10, but got some broke up teeth. Like, them teeth are going every which way. Like,
no.
Diagonal everything.
Oh. No. 4.
She's a 9.5. But he's homeless.
Classes. Okay.
2.
Oh, I'm off him. When she's a 4, but she's rich.
Did he have an answer to that one? No.
She's only like attractive if she's got lots of money.
Right, okay. So, okay, there are so many issues here. First of all, I don't love rating people in general. I think the ones that are funny, like he says outside the shower, I think that's funny.
Yeah.
But I don't love this, like, altering, like, I don't know, oh, she has bad teeth, therefore now she's gone from a 10 to being, I don't know what it was, I think a 4 or something, whatever.
I don't know.
That is, it's so gross. And the thing is, people will say, oh, but there are women doing this. And it's like, yeah, but there is a power dynamic. There is a difference.
Well, there especially is when there's AFL players as well that like AFL lots of people players. Look up to.
Yes, yes, so true.
Young boys, and they, I know what it's like in Melbourne, especially the AFL boys. They are like gods.
Yeah, they are. Aren't they?
They are like gods, and especially to young boys who just all want to play the AFL. They kick the footy around. You all want to play in the AFL, and they see a couple of Collingwood boys rolling this gear out. And they'll go, that's hilarious.
And rate women and think, oh, that's funny. Then they'll do it to the girls at school.
Yep. To the 12-year-olds at school.
Yeah, yeah. It's obviously really disgusting. But also the comment about being homeless.
So that was pretty
shitty. Classist. It's so gross. Coming from men who would earn hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to play football.
Yeah.
Which, whatever. You get paid what you're worth, right? Whatever.
Yes.
In that industry. What? I don't really care
all
what you get paid.
All industries. You all get industries, paid what you're worth in all the industries.
And like, you know, obviously, what's it called? Wage gap. But in terms of like, cool, I don't care what you get paid. But don't be going around saying she's 9.5 but homeless, therefore she's a 2.5. As though being homeless is a choice.
Yeah.
Or being homeless.
These blokes live in great houses too.
That actually might be what it is. The ones that we're laughing about are choices. Putting on matching pajamas, standing outside the shop, right? Not how your teeth look or if you're homeless.
It's kind of like punching down good anyway. Like, because if you're a 10 and it's like, oh, but...
Stands outside the shower.
So they're already at a pretty high level. So it's like, stands outside the shower. Exactly, like going down. It's like how we say to Conrad, oh, we wish he was probably...
Wish he was taller.
Wish he was taller. It's because he is tall.
Because he is 6'4". So
kinda.
Yeah, almost. Which is still average height.
See, this is my problem is, I don't know why you think it's cool to post. Like, why? Like, if you want to have your shitty little opinions, have them, but just why would you post them
because,
to the public?
Because they honestly, this would be locker room chat. This is how they speak in their everyday life, I think. Yeah. I think this is how footy players speak.
That's the problem. I mean,
think
locker room chat.
Nothing wrong with it. And then all the boys would laugh at it. And they see this trend.
Yeah.
And this is their sense of humour. This is what they think is funny. And this is how locker room chat and this boys club thing is so pervasive because they just think it's funny and they think it's so normal because they're in the echo chamber and they don't realise it when they talk outside of it. And they'll say, oh, cancel culture. No, it's actually really sexist and classist and really, really derogatory. So, boys, get a grip.
Hot nights.
On the podcast, things are very hot.
Very Abby.
The Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Live on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It's time to play Chattagories.
Chattagories, here's what happens. There are three categories. The first category is the category. It's my category. Whatever I want, whenever I want, about whatever I want.
Yeah, that's true.
If you don't like that, grow up. Don't DM us. Keep following, but don't DM us.
Keep following, please.
And don't come to play Chattagories with me. Grow up.
Get a grip.
Second category is the contestants category. Now, be normal, be a good sport, and give me
like
a general and give me a general topic that I would also know. I think it's only fair to be on an even playing field.
Well, you're not okay.
But we are. It's actually my show. The third category is a miscellaneous category chosen by our producers. But you know what? I'm confused as to whether I say Chattagory or Chattagory. I consistently change it up.
Just, who cares? Mate, you name the show.
Sure.
Contestant today playing for a $100 Rockwear voucher. Rockwear, by the way, is one of Australia's hottest activewear lines, known for making everybody fit. Hello to you, Liv.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
what's
Liv.
Happening?
You ready to go down, Liv?
No, I'm ready to take you down, Abby.
Oh, Liv, well, get ready. You know what I mean? Prepare yourself.
Buy her a drink
Put on
first.
Some sunscreen or something.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Abby's category is Sunday Night at the Logies.
Yep, okay.
Did you watch the Logies, Liv?
No. Like, I watched maybe 30 seconds and that was it.
Did you see me jump on Mel B's back?
I did see that on Instagram.
So, not on the telly.
Alrighty. Here comes the question. Name someone who was sitting on Abby's table.
Abby. Osher Ginsberg.
Is that correct? Was he sitting? I don't know.
Yeah, Osher, Chrissy Swan, Mel B.
Okay. Good to know. All right. Did you know that, Liv?
Had no idea. I would have guessed Mel B because of the Masked Singer. But...
All right. Okay. Well,
you didn't. So.
Question two is your Chattery, Liv. It is the Sound of Music.
The hills are alive.
Love it.
All right. Watch your voice, darling. There's no singing here. Come on. Be careful, just watch.
Sorry.
Here comes the question. The Sound of Music is set in what country?
Oh, yeah.
Abby.
Austria.
That's a win.
Oh, and I knew that as well.
I know you knew it, but I knew it faster, Liv. Sorry, Liv. You know, because most people would say Germany.
I would have said Germany.
They would have thought Germany. That's how you remember.
Salzburg as well. Like, I knew it exactly.
Oh, well, Liv, you gallant effort.
Liv, you tried your best, but unfortunately the Chatfield reigns supreme. I love you, Liv.
At Hot Liv Nights. Liv you later. at Hot Nights with Abby, DM us your expert Chattagory if you want to play for $100 Rockwear voucher. Rockwear, one of Australia's hottest activewear lines. They've made everybody fit. We play again soon. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot.
Very Abby.
The Hot Nights Podcast.
Phil? Turn it on!
I love TV! Yay!
That turn it on is so aggressive. Turn it on!
And then it's a child going, I love TV.
Hey, so Logies were Sunday night.
Yep.
You've all seen it. Abby, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
So I still want to say self-proclaimed best dressed.
There was a full page of me in the paper. A
lot of papers. Yeah, but has
I think it was The Australian, mate.
Oh, so they just own everything, do they? If they say it, it's true.
No, of course not.
Well.
But I'm saying it, and I believe it in my heart. Anyway.
You look fantastic.
Had a great time, but I told you something last night off air.
Do you want me to repeat it back?
You repeat it back.
Abby told me that the MASS stars did the red carpet, and then as everyone was going into the main hall, they were ushered to another way. A viewing room.
So I didn't see this for myself, but I did see Jack, one of the grooms from this year. And I was like, I gave him a hug and was like,
Jack?
Where are you guys?
Is he the short one with the neck tattoo?
He was with Dominica. He was a nice one with Dominica.
Oh,
the
right.
The lovely man who stood up for her. We love him, okay? He's lovely.
We love Jack. Okay, love Jack.
And I was like, oh my God, it's good to meet you. And I was like, which table are you at? And he's like, oh, we're in a different room.
You gave him the what table you
yeah,
at?
Yeah, because I thought I'd come see him afterwards.
He's like, table one. You're like, yeah. You're at table one?
And
you're
I
the
didn't
only
see
one.
Dominica. So I was sad about it because I love Dominica. Went for a walk the day together. It was very fun.
Well, a fun walk.
Yeah, a fun walk. Great walk. 2 hours. Bonnet to Bronte, you know?
You went back and forth. That's not like you. You got back and forth, mate.
But we've got Dominica on the line now to clear things up. Dominica.
Hello.
Hi, babe.
Gorgeous. Also, love the jumpsuit. It looked very comfortable. And
you did look
back,
very good.
It was this low
Thank
back.
You.
Oh, and oh, your it... after party dress. Oh.
Thank you. It was so low. I honestly, I had a fake tan fail where I had a bit of a G-string tan line.
Oh,
and last minute, I was literally fake tanning my ass, so I didn't have that line because it would have, you know, it would have made Daily Mail probably would have made the front page of The Australian, babe.
Absolutely. You could have beat me. Best dress.
Now, Dominica, tell us about this viewing room.
Clear this up.
Oh, guys. Look, so we did the red carpet. I mean, you know, it literally took an hour and a half to get all the way through. By the time you get in and then you're at the final, the media wall, right?
So the media wall has a line of about 50 people.
Yeah, and people just catching up as well, there was a bit outside, which was the red carpet, a lot of interviews and stuff, and then people at the Logies would go inside to a really big media wall where there was lots of photographers and you had to go move from position one to position two, position three, right? So then that also had a big line, yeah.
I was given a beer in that line, actually.
I didn't see any beer.
I got a beer.
No, someone came up.
Yeah, must be nice. Must be nice, Dominica, right?
I was with Chris and Miguel. And
they
offered it to Chris, and he's like, no, thanks. I was like, thank you, and grabbed Chris's beer.
Love that. Oh,
anyway, tell us.
So we did the media wall, right? And then they kind of ushered us in this group, and then so they wouldn't let us into the actual big room.
Me
but
either.
I'll tell you why. So get this. So they wanted us, we knew we were going to go into the main room before our category was up, before our award. So
right.
We're like, oh. We are actually a shoo-in. Maybe we are going to win, guys. We got all excited.
Mm.
Anyway, so then all right, well, no, you can't go in there just yet. You've got to go into this other room with all the other Channel 9 people,
oh.
Right, where they, fed us dinner and all of that kind of stuff. So we're in
what
this
did you get for dinner?
To be honest, I ate Macca's at 3 a.m. because we were that starving, but I got the vegetarian option and it wasn't very good.
Did everyone else get, the steak and the poached chicken?
Yeah, it was steak. What did you get, Ella? Ella's in the car next to me. She had the steak. She said it was pretty good.
So it was the same food? Same food?
It was the same food, because we were in the same complex thing, right?
Okay.
And then 20 minutes in, they all said to us, come on, guys, we've got to go in. We're going into the main room now. And then they had a table for us with our names on it.
What?
But then we couldn't stay there.
Back you go.
Why?
Actually,
what do you mean?
I think maybe because they were like, oh, the MASS people are a bit, you know, rowdy. Maybe they would have done something. I don't know.
Oh, my
Otherwise,
God.
What's the other reasoning?
So they kept you in a room. And who else is in that room? Any other TV shows or just 9 crew?
So just Channel 9. So it was people from, The Block. It was Travel Guides. It was, it was all the Block people.
Because Travel Guides won.
Yeah, Travel Guides won, so they were raging. They didn't come back into the other room for another hour. They came back.
Oh, so right, Dominica, there was your ticket. If you'd won.
I know. Yep.
Can I ask, Dominica, did you say why are we in here and everyone else is in the main room? Did you ask?
Of course I did.
What did they say?
What did they say?
They really didn't give me a specific answer.
Well,
they just
look,
said,
you know,
look, oh, but, you know, this is more fun. This is how they sold it to us, guys. They said the
I was next to Eddie Maguire. Like, Jesus.
I mean, I wish. I saw Eddie at the after party. I wanted to get a photo with him, but he's always talking. And I didn't want to interrupt, you know?
Yeah,
of course.
But the good thing about ours was, Abs, that we could go out, you know, have a little cheeky vape if we wanted, go to the toilet whenever we wanted. We didn't have to wait to the ad break.
Yeah, I got trapped twice outside. I actually missed a few awards. But I'm confused. Did they tell you before you went to Logie's or did they just sneakily do it? Like, were you accosted? Was it a coup?
It was a coup.
We were a bit accosted, to be honest. We thought, we're going in the main room. We're going to be in there. Oh, nah, sorry, guys. You're going up the escalator and you're going in this little...
Not up the escalator. Justice for Dominica.
Oh, my God. This is hilarious. Okay, so...
I know.
If you were invited back, would you make sure that you were in the main room or were you okay with it?
Oh, look, I was just happy to be there, to be honest with you. But I would have loved to be in the main room because I think that's where all the real, like...
Yeah.
Because I didn't see you. I didn't see you all night and we were planning to spend the night together because I was like, thank God I got a friend.
But... I know. I was so sad. Like, Jack came into the room and he was like, I just saw Abby. And I was like, no.
Oh, it's sad.
I was so sad. I know.
Well, next year.
Yeah. I mean, Dominica, onwards and upwards, right?
Onwards and upwards.
Onwards and upwards, look.
Not an escalator.
Next time, whatever I'm in, hopefully wins a Logie because we were so bummed that we didn't win.
Oh, it's sad, isn't it?
I mean,
I don't know how MasterChef beat us. I'm sorry. Like, most popular. Come on.
Channel 10. Sorry.
Channel 10
wins.
See ya. Bye.
Hot Nights Podcast.
I love TV. Yay!
I mean, more Logie's chat. It was on Sunday, but why not keep it rolling?
Well, you know what? I'm still barely recovered from it, so it feels like it was
last night. Your throat sounds like it's still there, so may as well just keep going.
Absolutely.
So, Herald Sun today. Herald Sun. More Logie's chat, because why not? Do you want to
sounds like you're insecure about the Logie's chat.
Me?
Sounds like you're insecure
about
the fact.
Why am I insecure about it?
I know you're like, yes, we are talking about the Logie's. Like, it's like an insecure.
I just want people coming for me to going, oh, hey, it was on Sunday and now it's Tuesday. Like, guys, get a grip.
It's my life.
And it's, we
I'll
talk
do
about
what
it.
I want.
Headline was, early bird gets the Logie nod. Do you see how this is going? Nothing like getting in early. The ambitious campaign to get new Masked Singer celebrity panellist, Abby Chatfield, nominated for a Gold Logie in 2023, kicked off at the 2022 Logies on Sunday night. Rowan Edwards from Chatfield's, what's my show? From Chatfield's Hot Nights radio show was the fledging campaign's flag bearer sporting a fetching. Abby
flag
for gold.
Like it's the Olympics.
It is. It's
the
open.
Olympics of Australian television.
Yeah, Abby for gold t-shirt. As recent Logie's history has shown. This is word for word, by the way, in the Herald.
Yeah.
Campaigning works. So look out for Chatfield.
Tom Gleeson.
In next year's awards race. Yeah, we've got to get him on.
Tom Gleeson.
And then how's this? At the very least, she should get a run. Here we go. She should get a run in the best new talent category.
No. Actually, I spoke to Tony about this, and I spoke to Dylan Alcott about this.
Tony.
Okay, I'm sorry. So after he brought his silly little thing with him, it's Logie's little thing.
Because obviously that's right. Tony won, didn't he?
Yes, and I think Dylan's won as well. One year,
Dylan,
right?
Went,
so Dylan came
won,
to the after party.
Yeah.
I was like, guys, you've got one. Chatfield's next, right? I'm like, give me a go.
Yeah,
like, I'm like, let me hold it. Like,
give us a go.
let me kiss it. Like, whatever.
Cool.
At the after party.
The what?
At the after party, the Logie.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, and Dylan was like, no, you can't get it. And I was like,
Alcott.
I was like, yes, I can. And he's like, no, like, you actually can't because you've been on TV for 3 years already. It's Tony's first, it's his first year in television.
Oh, I think like it has hosting to be, a show?
No, but even like, I think it has to be your first year, like, on TV. That's what
no,
I heard.
No, I
hosted
God
a show
Dylan,
last
but I
year.
Think he's right.
I hosted a show last year. Wasn't nominated. I always
look, here's the deal. If the journals are writing it, we're not ruling it out.
Okay, look, maybe because it wasn't on prime time. I don't know.
I mean, well.
But even if I was up this year, I still wouldn't have won. So.
Oh, Tony would have beat you.
Tony would have beat me.
Wow. Okay, well, look, here I am starting it. It's starting for gold 2023.
I think I just need gold or I need like, I need most popular presenter.
That's gold, isn't it?
Isn't gold most popular personality?
Oh, I think it is. Most popular personality?
Yeah, I think it is.
So you need popular...
Presenter.
So what are you... No, but you're not presenting the Masked Singer.
No, I'm not. Osher is.
Osher is.
Then I have to get gold. Not the options.
Here we go, baby. It started. Oh, no. It's with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
So the clash of the Australians and the Americans continues.
Oh, here we go again.
An Australian woman has just been absolutely blindsided by her boyfriend as he wears socks to the beach.
Oh, I see the photo. He's wearing the socks on the sand.
He's wearing socks on the sand.
So weird.
So in this TikTok, she's like wiping her eyes being like, my boyfriend committed an Australian crime today. And apparently he doesn't care what Australians think. And he goes, I'll always wear my socks on the beach.
I wonder if he has manky toes.
I wonder that as well. But you know what? I actually got made fun of when I first moved to Bondi.
Why?
So my friend who lived in Bondi for like 10 years, but he's also from Brisbane, he was like, I wore like thongs, like slides on the beach. And he was like...
Slides on the beach is fine.
Well, sure, apparently not in Bondi. He said, you're embarrassing me, take them off.
You also can't make under 200 grand in Bondi, so...
Exactly, rules. They're rules. And
lucky you were 9 million.
Do not start saying that.
A month.
There'll be articles. That's not what I earn, everyone.
My name's Ryan Edwards and Abby.
That's not what I earn.
Earns 9 million a month.
If I earned that,
you'd be here.
No. No, but apparently wearing slides. And I said, well, I'm from Queensland where the sand is so hot, you actually can't walk down to the ocean.
I know the vibe.
Where it's burning, but in Sydney it's not. So you can easily, no matter how hot it is, walk into the beach without...
So is it would it be a no to Versace slides?
It's not to any slides.
That's not cool, I see.
Any Versace slides. Is cool. And then now I've trained myself and I get embarrassed at myself if I was given an insecurity and it's unfair.
Right, so you walk down Bondi, full tartars out, no problem, but you can't wear slides.
I see the irony.
Are you kidding?
I'm scared. But actually, one of my ex-boyfriends on the opposite side. Yeah.
Opposite side?
Like on the other, me in defense of this.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like
yeah.
Saying, you know what? He actually shouldn't be wearing socks to the beach. He used to wear, I'm not kidding, jeans to the beach and in the water.
Oh, jeans in the water.
And so
I think
t-shirt.
I know who that is.
You have no idea who that is. It's my boyfriend when I was 18.
I know him.
You have no idea.
His name was
Sam. He's a teacher. So.
Oh.
Yeah, he was really nice to me.
Oh, but they wore jeans to the beach.
So, cringe.
He's an eight, but then now he wears jeans to the beach. No, it's with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Darling. So, you know how I recently moved and I have a spare bedroom now? So, I used to have...
Yeah, I stayed at it before.
A two-bedroom place.
Yeah.
But I used the second bedroom as a study. Now I have a study and two bedrooms.
Yes.
So expanded. Therefore,
yes.
I tell all my friends they can stay whenever they want.
Yeah, you have a study, a bedroom, and now a refuge for your friends.
Yes, because I have had this place for 4 months now, 3 months now.
Yep.
I'm yet to be in it just for myself and Conrad. So initially my sister moved in with us.
Well, I was there first.
You were there. You've been there alone more than I've been.
I have.
I'm so giving.
Me and Marco just, hang on. Oh, sorry.
Little Marco. Marco's been there never alone because he was never alone. So he's Marco never had time alone.
Yeah, they never had time alone.
Whenever Caesar, you went in there, you moved in there.
Yeah, I moved in.
You moved out. I moved in. My sister, Jolie, moved in.
Yes.
For a few months. She moved out. Then that was 2 weeks ago.
Lovely.
Then my friends, Sisha and Ali came and stayed for the weekend, right? They've gone away. They were there for 4 days. They've gone now.
The gals.
Right. Then I was like, oh, good.
You beauty.
Great. My friend Kath.
Oh, Kath.
Friend of, actually, enemy of the show.
Actually, no, I think I'm making the decision now that Kath is no longer banned.
Because Kath was our first swear on air.
Yeah. First week, was it?
First week. And we had to dump their content. And it was the first dump, but I was proud that it wasn't me. Anyway.
Proud, and yeah, so they were banned.
Now
not banned. Now no longer banned.
Now they're unbanned, but then, and I don't mind them staying because they're like my sibling, you know, like it's fine. But they are now staying at my place from today until next Monday because they've moved back from Melbourne to Sydney.
Today till next Monday.
Because their place that is in Bondi is being sublet by someone else. So now they have to live with me until then, because they're paying so much in Airbnbs out of control.
No, you do it. You're doing the right thing. Your friend,
I'm the right thing, but it's just that, you know, haven't been alone. But they did say, oh, I'll get an Airbnb. And I said, I feel sick at the thought of you paying $1,000 a week when you either spare bedroom.
No, yeah, no.
No, thanks. That. So, yeah, now I'm like.
So is that locked in, by the way? Like, they'll go on the Monday? Like, you actually reckon that's going to happen? Or it'll turn into three, maybe?
Well, I don't know. I do love them. But, you know, it is just, you know, I haven't had my house alone yet.
Get out.
Everyone, get out. Maybe including Conrad for the weekend.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It is back, baby.
What would you do if...
What would you do if...
Oh, we missed it. Oh,
we love it so much. But the issue is I've had no brain power for the past 6 weeks with the Logies coming up, the tour. But now we're back.
Yeah.
We have some downtime.
Yeah.
To really just sit with our thoughts and think...
What would you do if...
What would you do if... What would I do if... And I've got one to start us off. What would you do if...
Yeah.
Mum called the show. And she said, guys, great news. Just wrote to Abby and she told me that it's all right that I've got you both a cremation plot.
Next to you.
Next to either side of Mum at the Aspley Crematorium in Brisbane. And it cost me $3,000 each.
I got
and like, she's and she's gotten one for you because she loves you so much. And she's gone, I've got you. I prepaid the cremation. But when you both die, you'll think, thank God for Laura. What would you do?
I go, well, because of inflation, I appreciate it. what would you do if, when I was at the Logies, I had a shirt on that said,
no,
Chrissy Swan for Gold Logie 2023. So, and it was your face crossed out and Chrissy Swan standing next to the Gold Logie.
I mean, I love Chrissy, but she is on a competing network.
And then
competing radio station.
Ran nude on the red carpet and just kept running.
I think I'd call our boss Sonda. And I might say, Sonda, do you think he's fit anymore for this show? Is it getting to his head a bit? Fit attention seizing. Speaking of the Logies, what'd you do with?
Yeah.
Next year, I was allowed to bring a date for the Logies. Wasn't allowed to this year. Because I'm obviously a Gold Logie nom, so I'm allowed to have
a date next year. We have started the campaign. Yep.
So when I'm nominated, when I get a... And Conrad can't come. He's got something on, right?
Mm.
What would you do if I asked you to come?
Mm-hmm.
Besties? Would make sense.
Would make sense.
But you were in the viewing room with the maths contestants and I was on the maths singer table. What would you do?
Right, so I would be allowed in the main room.
So I'm your
guest.
And I've actually asked that you go in there. You find out later.
So I'm asked in there. I would say, f*** your invite. Jazzy.
Jazzy.
What would you do if you were walking down the street and... You saw these like two people kind of like, it's like mid-30s looking at you and you're like, oh, it's just, they know who I am. I don't know. And they got their phones out. You're like, oh, they're going to want a photo. And then they come to you and they go, oh my God, hi. And you're like, hi. Because obviously, by the way, everyone, a lot of people got up to Abby,
classic,
right?
Yeah.
And they say, my God, we loved you on My Kitchen Rules. And they were like, and you're like, and they're like,
honestly, I just go, thank you so much.
And they go, thanks, Ash, because I thought you were Ash Pollard.
I just thank them and walk away.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
This is a Hot Nights content warning. The following content may offend you. So please turn off your radio now.
Or if you're kind of curious, you know, just keep it on.
It's time for
Naughty After 8:40.
So we should maybe do our sexy voice.
Sexy voice.
Wow. Hell yeah.
Oh my God, is this a hell yeah?
This is a hell yeah.
Wow.
So someone was desperate to get rid of the huge boobs. Huge boobs, right? There was a
wanted to get rid of the
woman
boobs.
Who was just, because they're very painful. You know, I have E-cup boobs.
You have big boobs.
And you know I have back pain. I'm always rolling around.
You roll around on your boobs? With your big boobs, roll around the ground.
You know what I mean. I have a back roller. and I often crack my back on the floor of the studio.
Roll your back out.
I roll the back out on the floor of the studio.
Throw your back out? Roll your back out.
Yeah, I've had it thrown out before. Ooh,
it is after 840.
At 40, ooh. But she has 34 double H boobs. So it goes A, B, C, D, double D, E, F, G, H, double H.
Wow.
So it's like probably the biggest size. You have J, whatever.
I've got a photo. There's photos here. They're
huge.
Yep.
She's always hated them and she was desperate to get a reduction until her boobs helped pay off her family's £130,000 debt, which is like
how much money?
Australian? That's like 200 and something thousand Australian
It'd be over 200,000 Australian, yep.
Yep. She's from Leeds and she earns £40,000 a month. On OnlyFans.
Wow.
You know, and she said, like, you know, when I go to clubs or out in public, women would always tell me to put them away because their boyfriends were staring and she'd ignore it. But then once she looked to have a nightclub for flashing this one girl told me to cover up.
Flash that.
Icon. She went, get over it. She had a nipple. Also, as you know, I'm topless at Bondi all the time. I'm constantly flashing.
No slides though. You're not wearing slides.
Yeah. Hopper is his name.
Hopsy.
I'm flashing him.
You're flashing Mark.
He doesn't kick me out.
Is that Mark? He can't really kick you out of... Oh, he could kick you off the beach.
I don't think he can. Lifeguards don't have that authority.
Do they? No, they don't. They save you and you give them a high five?
Yeah, save me.
You're flashing them around.
Yeah. They give me a life vest to cover them up. Like, oh, you might drown in there.
You might drown in those?
Yeah. but isn't that great? I mean, you know, I'm sure they're very physically painful. Maybe now with their OnlyFans earning, she can, you know...
Yeah.
Pay for... A different, I don't know, a back surgery? I don't know.
But what, getting you back?
I don't know.
No. See, she hasn't got rid of them, though. She's keeping them because of the money.
Yeah. She's keeping them because of the money and OnlyFans. I mean, they're beautiful boobs. I understand the want
beautiful
for a reduction.
Boobs.
I understand the want for a reduction because the pain and also annoying and always being called, you know, trashy because you have big boobs. She can't help it.
Yeah.
And you know what? Now her boobs are helping pay for her family's debt. So.
Have you thought about getting a reduction ever?
No. Oh, sometimes.
Not because they don't think they're too big, just because of the pain. I'm being like a...
Panic?
I think they're beautiful and great. I think they're fantastic tatas. But...
You know how boobs are beautiful? Interesting thing to say on radio.
You have beautiful boobs. I'm happy to say it.
No, because they actually fluctuate a lot. When I lose weight, they get much smaller and then my period, they get much bigger. So it's actually only really annoying during my period.
Okay.
So I haven't really thought about it. But now I will, thanks. New insecurity are unlocked. Love you.
Love ya. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield finished up again for another night.
Oh.
Lots of fun with the hotline and Abby's house. And that was amazing. What would you do if?
So long, farewell, I'll be the same. Adieu. To you and you and you.
All right, so tomorrow we are doing a lovely midweek with Conrad.
Oh, I love him.
Love him.
Love him so much.
He's fantastic. We will chat to him. We'll chat to you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have some hot